Who's doing it?
I think I am.
You're giving him the week off.
Yep, I've given Laurie the morning off, or he's taken the morning off. And the subject I was given, Middo, was best players in the game under 23, or 23 and under.
How many have you got?
I got five. So, Loz, I need your support here.
I've always got your back.
Let's go. I've got, in no particular order, I threw in there Xavier Savage from the Raiders. Dazzling footwork, speed, exciting, growing in confidence. I think we'll become a superstar.
Yeah, very good player.
A few rough edges still.
Yeah. He's got one of those players that you can see the potential there. He's still got an error or two in him every game, but hopefully he'll learn and quickly develop into one of these young, exciting fullbacks that play on the ball. And they play every play. You look at what like a guy like Tedesco does. He's always there or thereabouts. And organising defences, defence systems is another aspect of a fullback's game that needs to be spot on. And he's still developing all those skills. But if he progresses the way that he has done, I think he'd be a very, very good player.
I have Reece Walsh. Brilliant player, Laurie. A balance, athleticism, freakish talent. Of course, we'll end up at the Broncos next season.
Yeah, I think he's another one. A bit like Xavier Savage. Got all the attributes of a really good fullback. He still needs to learn how to become a professional and, you know, work hard in the off-season. A lot of these guys that are young fullbacks, they've just got to get that fitness base under their belt. They've got to have those pre-seasons because as a fullback, you've got to cover so much ground. And you notice them in games, they just can't get there on the plays that you need them. And that's the thing that Savage and also Reece Walsh will have to improve on, that effort-based play-on-play. Just get up there, be a part of it, pushing support, reload, go again, reload, go again. That's what they struggle with at the moment.
Selwyn Cobbo is only 20. Natural speed, already an Origin player. Again, like Savage, a few rough edges, which will no doubt get out of his game. Reminds some of a young Greg Inglis, is a Bronco until 2025.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where the Broncos play him next year because they've got Reece Walsh going there to play fullback.
Where should they play him?
Oh, I've got no idea. I thought he'd be a wonderful fullback, but wingers these days, they do a lot more work than centres, but I think Selwyn Cobbo as a centre would be hard to handle, but as a winger coming out of the back end of the field, he carries the ball so strongly. So wherever he plays, they've got a beauty. Wherever they play, he's a beauty, and it'll be up to him, I suppose, where he wants to play and make it his own. But regardless of what position he chooses or the Broncos put him in, he'll always make an impact.
Sam Walker, Roosters. Instinctive player. I thought that little chip kick last week for, I think, Nat Butcher to score a try was a piece of brilliance. He will grow, Laurie. Apparently, they say his work ethic is exceptional. He's calm. He's got a good temperament. You think Sam Walker potentially could grow into one of the greats of this era?
Yeah, I think he's a wonderful player, Sam. The only issue with him is I think his size at the moment. But, you know, when I mean size, his ability to defend because of that lack of size. But he's got to be able to get in front, make his tackles and allow other people to come in and help him as well. But he's got, you know, good short kicking game, can play what's in front of him. He's always scheming, which is what you want with a halfback. So defensive issues are the only reason that he won't go any further in the game, I would think.
And my fifth player in the 23 and under category was Tolu Kola at Manly. I've got a bit of a rap on this bloke, Laurie. Came through the Manly system. Brilliant footwork, brilliant speed. Isn't an enormously huge player. But I reckon if he continues to develop under Des Hasler, he too could become a star.
Well, we know he's got plenty of speed, and that is something that you love to see with outside backs, and he just needs to find a position and then settle there. And I think you're right. I think over time he'll grow into being a very good player. He defends really well. He carries the ball strongly. And as I mentioned before, he's got that speed that if he gets into the clear, there's not going to be many people that will be able to run him down.
Another one lost to rugby he is as well.
Honourable mention too, Meadow. I had Lachlan Ilias, Ezra Mam and Tyrell Sloan as three that weren't on the list, so to speak, but three players with enormous potential.
Can I throw in too? Sure. Joseph Suwali and Payne Haas are still 22 years of
age.
Wow,
you forget, don't you?
Yeah.
You forget.
What about this text? Morning, boys. Great story about Loz at Junee. Had a laugh. Just want to say I was at the Junee knockout on the weekend. It was great to see it back, and it was run great as always. As a kid, I remember seeing NRL players there, and we loved it there. We loved it. There wasn't one there on the weekend, which was disappointing. Can the NRL do more to get some there at these big events? I guess always difficult on a weekend in the middle of the season, particularly when you're 4 weeks out from the finals.
Yeah, but there's usually guys that aren't playing that weekend and guys that are injured. So you'd like to see more support for these type of carnivals. There's plenty of kids. As I said, I think there was 130 teams or something like that, and they love their rugby league. And, you know, it struggles in some areas in the bush, but when you put these carnivals on, they travel from far and wide, and the kids love it. They play three or four games during the day. But the other thing I loved about the carnival on the weekend was they didn't call it off. Like, and there was plenty of rain, and you saw the rain on the weekend and Thursday and Friday, Bulldog. But I didn't think the carnival would go ahead. But to see the amount of water and the mud and the kids enjoying themselves, and it was freezing. It's always cold during the carnival weekend, but just to see the smile on the kids' faces was enormous.
Growing up playing mud laws, that's what childhood's all about.
Oh.
We love it.
And they don't do it enough, do they? I mean, remember, if they called off a game of football, you'd be dirty. You never got the chance to play in the rain, or you never got to play on that muddy field. But they did that on the weekend, so well done to everyone.
I only had five to mention in the category, so I can't.
Are you copping heat?
I can't put 55 in there, but I got one.
Yeah, where's Jeremiah Nenai?
Nenai, okay. There's another one. I didn't have 25.
And
Dylan Brown.
A knob by
someone's called
well.
Me a knob for not putting Suwali in. Guys, I was asked. It was five only. I can't put 55 in.